It's a thing called pickleball, and Ashley knows a hell of a lot about it, and a hell of a lot more than me, and he joins me this morning. Ashley, hello. Welcome to Friday.
Good morning.
Pickleball. Now, I'm thinking I've seen a lot about it. There's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing on social media. People obviously excited about maybe trying something new, but you'll have to explain how it works and what you do in pickleball. I'm thinking straight away it's got something to do with having a few drinks and trying to hit something. Is that far from the mark?
Yeah, not in that order, but yes. Yeah, so essentially it's a bit like table tennis, but played in a badminton court with sort of elements of tennis thrown in. So it's generally played in doubles, but can be played in singles.
Yeah.
And the racket that you use is called a paddle, which is a bit bigger than a table tennis bat. And you play with this sort of wiffle, which is a plastic ball with holes in it. And essentially, it's like tennis in the fact, table tennis, that you sort of serve the ball and that goes back and forth over a net.
So you're not getting hurt. If it's got holes in it, that ball, it's not going to have much force, is it?
No, I mean, obviously, the harder you hit it, the quicker it goes. But yeah, it's a pretty, you're not going to injure yourself by playing that.
Has it been recognised as, I mean, certainly not an Olympic sport, but is it played anywhere around the world in some sort of competition basis?
Yeah, so it's I believe it started life in the US, and it's definitely expanded through to Europe and Canada as well. So we've actually had visitors who visit Noosa come from Canada and from Scotland and various other places. But I believe it's expanded to lots of places in the world. There's sort of world championships that are held. I think there's been some in the US and also in Spain recently as well.
Yeah, so you're saying anyone who's familiar with those racket-type things like squash and tennis would find this fairly easy?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have people that play squash, people that play table tennis and tennis players and also former tennis players. It's quite good for those who maybe injured themselves and can't cover the area of a tennis court that they may do because it's a smaller court. Obviously, so, it's suitable for a wide range of ages and sort of people's skill sets as well.
Okay, now those who want to give it a go, there is a chance to partake a couple of times starting tomorrow. Where and when and what time?
Yep, so it's at Kuroi Badminton Club. That's at 26 Emerald Street, and that's tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So the only thing you need to do is just sort of turn up, wear some sort of sports shoes, and that's it. We've got the paddles, i.e. the rackets, and we've got the balls and the nets and everything else. And then if you can't make it then, you can also come along on Thursday, so from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m, also at the Kuroi Badminton Club, where we'll be doing some sort of sessions then as well, where you can just come and try and see how you like it.
Okay, that's exciting. So obviously you do it to keep yourself busy. I mean, if you're doing a computer-based job, have you done other sports like tennis, or how did you come to pickleball?
Yeah, so I did used to play tennis, although badly, and certainly serving was my weak spot. And the good thing is pickleball is that it's an underarm serve. That's a lot easier than the fancy tennis serves. So essentially, when we moved to Noosa about 5 years ago, we looked up at various meetup groups, and one of them appeared. And so an American man by the name of Keith Bing, he had a meetup group for that. So we went along and, I've been playing it ever since.
Well, I think it certainly sounds like an interesting family game. So if you want to have a go at pickleball and you want to give it a try, then as Ashley said, two chances tomorrow afternoon from 2 and then Thursday from 6 p.m, the Kuroi Badminton Club. Where is it again? Emerald Street?
Yeah, 26 Emerald Street. Yeah.
All right, pickleball, it'll change your life.